beginners that sign up every day at the TriStar gym. Literally every day, somebody who's completely beginner trains at the TriStar gym. That's why we have the basics class. If you come in and you're a complete beginner, I like to start you off with jiu-jitsu. Why jiu-jitsu? Because it's the basic of self-defense. Okay, so in my opinion, striking is great, okay? Striking is great. I do striking all the time. However, if I'm in a one-on-one fight, in my opinion, the best thing to do is grab and grapple. It's the best thing to do. Now, if I'm being faced with two people who are attacking me and I'm one person, I'm going to use my strikes. Obviously, I'm not going to use jiu-jitsu. So first, I want to teach you how to fight one person, okay? And the best way to fight one person, how to protect yourself against somebody who's trying to hit, punch you, throw you down to the floor, step on your head. How do you protect yourself against that guy? That's the first thing, okay? Plus, jiu-jitsu is a lot of fun. I think it's good to get hooked on something that's a lot of fun. Why? You'll want to go to practice more and more. Now, striking is a lot of fun too, but jiu-jitsu, in my opinion, is just so cool because you can get to roll and feel the effects of training in jiu-jitsu. So as we roll, you know, I'm going to put you in a triangle. I'm going to sweep you. You're going to feel it, and you're not going to feel any pain. I'm not going to hurt you at all, okay? I can roll with a complete beginner, and he will leave the same way he came in, healthy, happy. But boxing, you got to kind of get hit, and people have that fear of getting hit. So there's a much bigger psychological component, in my opinion. The fear of getting hit and the fear of getting armbarred is not the same, in my opinion, for the majority of people that I've trained. I would say that they find it funny when they get tapped. They find it, you know, entertaining. It's like, wow, you know, their mind is boggled. You know, especially, I could talk from my experience. The first time I got armbarred and choked, I was fascinated. I wasn't hurt. I wasn't scared at all. The first time I stepped in the ring, I was very scared. I was very worried I would get hurt. You know, I've never been really hit before. I didn't know what to expect. So I think it's a funner way to start, and it's fascinating. It's a softer landing. It's a softer landing. So that's how I would approach it. Do jiu-jitsu and then start with the boxing. Boxing's really easy, really simple. And then you can work your way to kickboxing, Muay Thai, karate, etc. I like to blend all the striking arts and then add the wrestling. Why? Because the wrestling, in my opinion, is what turns people off the most, okay? There's a reason why there isn't gyms that are selling memberships for wrestling. If wrestling was such a popular sport, such a loved sport, why don't ex-wrestlers just open up a gym and charge the same thing a jiu-jitsu guy charges? He'll go out of business. You know, $1,000 a year, come, I'll teach you wrestling 4 or 5 times a week. People wouldn't pay. Why? It's just too grueling of a sport. Now, I love wrestling. Though, guys, this is not a knock on wrestling. I'm a lover of wrestling. I do wrestling and I teach wrestling every single day. I love wrestling. However, as a terms of popular sports, jiu-jitsu far outweighs wrestling. Why? Because jiu-jitsu is more soft. It's more of a soft landing. Wrestling can get really rough. Wrestling can be a lot more rough and tough on the body. There's a mental toughness to wrestling. There's a component that you need to have. And I think a lot of people that are doing this a sport for fun are not going to want to pay that cost. Okay, so jiu-jitsu, in my opinion, for whatever reason, is a more popular hobby than wrestling. Wrestling is a beautiful sport. It's really, really important, but it takes more... I'd rather put it this way. More experienced athletes respond better to wrestling than beginners. That's just been my observation. Opinions on push-ups. Let's talk about push-ups. Push-ups is a phenomenal exercise. Phenomenal exercise. Why? There is such a great variety of ways to do push-ups. Okay, so I like push-ups because you can obviously always have your body weight on you, right? You don't need any equipment and you need such a small amount of space. I do push-ups on a regular basis. I like to do clap push-ups. I never do your strict or regular push-ups where you go up and down real slow. I always do explosive clap push-ups. Or I also like to put a medicine ball and kind of put one hand on the medicine ball, one hand on the floor, push down, go lower myself, explode up, and switch my hands on the medicine ball. We call those power overs. I like to do explosive push-ups. Sometimes you can put your feet up on a chair. You can make push-ups really, really difficult. You can lift one foot off the floor so that your weight is off to one side. You do clap push-ups from there. You could do one-hand push-ups. Now, one-hand push-ups, obviously, you're going to do them slowly, but they're very good for the core. Do your push-ups, guys. I think they're a phenomenal, phenomenal exercise. Do your push-ups on fingers, on your knuckles. There's a variety of ways to strengthen your hands for you grapplers, especially those of you who are doing the gi. And even no gi, listen guys, I've broken my finger in the past and I rehabilitated my finger by doing push-ups on my fingers. doing push-ups on your fingers, in my opinion, will strengthen your fingers. So I'm a big believer in push-ups. Do your push-ups, guys. Great exercise. Leg press, good or bad? I never do leg press. I don't see any benefit in leg pressing. Now, again, this is my opinion. You know, you're sitting in a stable position, and in a fight, it's rare you're going to be in a fixed, stable position. I really don't think it's that much of an athletic movement. I rather train an athletic movement, something that would transfer more to the field, okay, the actual event, fight night. And I think like strongman training, I really like sandbag training, band training. I think these things, especially when you're standing up, exercises when you're standing up, I find translate more they translate better to the mats, okay? Whether it's striking or wrestling, I just find they translate better. Not a big believer in the leg press.